Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Words. Words are such an important part of life. We're flooded with words. We hear words on the radio, TV, phones, fellow workers, salespeople, neighbors, spouses, noisy children. We're surrounded by words on paper, on computer screens, mobile phones, billboards, bulletin boards, signposts, our TV screens, everywhere. Words all around us. We are so bombarded with words that some days we try to muzzle the sender of those words. We tell kids or spouse, turn that TV off. Or stop talking for a while. Let's have some peace and quiet. I'm sure none of you have ever said that before. We go to pick up the kids from school or from practice and they can pull on your sleeve and say, stop talking, Mom. It's time to go home. You think about it, there aren't too many of our waking hours where we aren't surrounded by words. So after an entire week of words, we're exhausted. What is more, a lot of the words we hear tell us about death, grief, suffering, natural disasters, fears, threats, wars, people behaving badly. We long for a little bit of peace and quiet. So at the end of a long week, after hearing an average of 700,000 words from others in the media, you and I come into this church to be bombarded with more words. We even celebrate the Word made flesh in Jesus Christ. His words speak to our battered ears, battered minds, and our battered lives. His words speak calmly and directly, equipping and encouraging us for another week of noisy living. Today we focus our attention on the words of our text, which is from today's gospel lesson. The words Jesus used to fight a battle as he engaged the power of evil. This year, our gospel readings mostly come from the Gospel of Mark. Mark is concise and especially emphasizes action and Jesus' battle with evil. There are instances of Jesus casting out evil spirits and driving out demons. And the weapon Jesus uses in his battle against evil is his word. He unleashes his word whenever the forces of evil attempt to sabotage the health and wholeness that God intends for us. One such victim of evil's sabotage was a man with a tormented mind. Our text says he was a man with an evil spirit. So the scene for this battle between Jesus and evil was a synagogue on a quiet Sabbath in a sleepy little town tucked away on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus had been teaching in the synagogue in words that were straightforward and direct, loaded with power. Those who listened were amazed because it was as if God was talking directly to them through this man's words. As they were listening intently, all quiet as the teacher spoke, a wild man, tormented by an evil spirit, bursts into the synagogue and screams at the top of his voice, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? I know who you are. You are God's holy messenger. Have you come to destroy us?" Jesus' words and actions in reply were a resounding yes! He was ready to do battle with evil. With authority, Jesus spoke the words, Be quiet. Come out of the man. And with a shrill, agonizing cry, the evil spirit came out of the man, shaking him violently. This loud scream must have reverberated through the entire synagogue, and the worshipers must have cowered in fear at the sight and the sound. Such was the intensity of the struggle between Jesus and evil. The shriek was an indication of the magnitude of the victory that Jesus had that day over evil. Mark highlights that with just his word, God's word. He has power and authority over evil in this world. The forces of evil seek to cripple, distort, and destroy human life, and yet a simple word from Jesus can command this evil, be quiet and come out of him. Martin Luther said it well in the Reformation battle hymn when he said, one little word can fell him. One word from God can cause the downfall of the evil one. In that startling moment in the synagogue, those people present began to realize that Jesus was announcing in the clearest possible way that he has authority over evil in this world. They marveled at how Jesus gave an order to evil spirits, and they obeyed him. They marveled at his teaching with authority. Jesus is the conqueror over all evil that paralyzes human life and makes us less than what God has created us to be. This event is sometimes passed over as being unimportant for us in these times, or just plain irrelevant. But you and I need to hear this incident, preserved for us by Mark, again and again. That is why we gather here after a week of depressing and defeating words to hear still more words. The difference is that the words we are hearing here are the words of power, words of hope, words of authority, and words of a loving Savior. They're the words of Jesus Christ. We gather here each Sunday to hear the words of a Savior who frees us from the power of all evil that tries to overwhelm us. I say this with the strongest emphasis I can give. The words of Christ are as powerful today against evil as they were the day that Jesus said them in that synagogue. Whenever evil seeks to distort and destroy our lives, the words of Christ have power to free us. So when evil and Satan whisper in your ear, it's no use, you can't do it, give up, we turn to the words of Scripture, and there we hear the words of St. Paul thunder in our ears, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When evil whispers the words, you're alone. There's no one who cares for you, and no one who will stand by you. Christ's word assures us, I will be with you always to the end of the age. When evil whispers the words, you're a failure. No one can possibly love a person like you. The word of the Lord empowers us to carry on. We are told, your sins are forgiven, and the mountains and hills may crumble, but my love for you will never end. When evil whispers the words, there is no hope and no help or comfort in the face of sickness and grief, these words come from Christ. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me. And I will never forget you. I have written your name on the palms of my hands. when evil whispers in your ear, you're going to die, and that will be the end of you, and terror strikes your heart, Jesus comes to us with the words, don't be worried and upset. Trust me. I have gone to prepare a place for you. All those who live and believe in me will never die. When evil whispers in your ear, why bother with church? You don't need them, and they don't need you. Jesus says with authority, if anyone wants to come with me, he must forget himself, take up his cross every day, and follow me. In other words, being a disciple is not easy. It's not about being comfortable, but about giving ourselves for the sake of everyone else, just like Jesus. When evil whispers in your ear, there is no point in praying. Don't waste your time. You have better things to do. The word of the Lord comes to us with authority and says, when you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I will listen. When Jesus spoke that day in the synagogue, demons fled. When words from God are spoken with power and authority into the everyday circumstances of our lives, things happen. Sins are forgiven. Strength is given to resist temptation. Comfort and assurance are given in times of grief. Hope and patience and strength are given to see our way through. When Jesus speaks, things happen. I'm sure you say in your prayers, as I do in mine, Lord, there are dangers and doubts and troubles that surround me. I wonder if I will ever survive them all. Whether we are pastors, teachers, executives, administrative assistants, plumbers, electricians, retirees, students, whatever our titles might be. We all face times when we wonder whether the problems in our lives are more than we can bear. We aren't sure if we have the strength or the will to carry on. Where do we turn? What do we do? We do as King Zedekiah did when he asked Jeremiah, is there any word from the Lord? And the God's answer to that cry is a resounding, yes! There is a word. Jesus Christ is the word that comes into our lives and defeats the powers of darkness that distort our lives. He can turn back the tide of evil that comes against us. So when trouble comes into our lives and we reach the point that we don't know where to turn or how we will survive, we cling to the strong word of Christ. It has power and authority. It supports and holds us up through the worst situations. Listen with a renewed freshness to the powerful words of Jesus. And like the people in the synagogue, we too will be amazed. Amen.